to his surprise and delight, he found it opening when he turned the handle. He had crept inside, and was just looking round when Timmy had begun to bark upstairs. And quick as a rabbit, Tom had slipped into the coal cellar, and shivered while the household came out on the landing, angry with Timmy, who was then put in his kennel. When all was quiet and the dog safely in his kennel, the boy looked round quietly to see what he could take. He thought he heard a noise and stopped in alarm. No, it was only the coals dropping in the grate. He felt scared and swung his torch round and about to see what he could easily take away with him. He saw the sack lying by the Christmas tree, how it bulged with parcels inside it. Tom grinned in delight. He lifted it, put it over his shoulder, and tiptoed out of the kitchen door, shutting it with a little click. The click that Anne had heard upstairs. Timmy knew there was someone about, of course, but now he didn't dare bark. He had been put into his kennel again as a punishment for barking. If he barked again and woke Mr. Kirin, goodness knows what would happen to him. So he kept silent, and slipped out of his kennel and down the path after the boy with the sack. He followed him all the way to the village, unseen and unheard. He longed to growl. How he longed to fly at this nasty little robber boy and nip him sharply in the leg. He saw the boy go through a gate and walk to a shed nearby. He went in and came out again, but this time without the sack. Then he let himself into the house nearby, shut the door, and disappeared. Timmy sat down to think. After a minute, he went to the shed and slipped through the half-broken wooden door. He smelt the sack at once. That bulging sack belonged to George. Very well, it must be taken back to Kirin Cottage before the boy took out all the presents in it. Timmy sniffed at the parcels inside. His own parcel was there, the one that Anne had wrapped up for him. Timmy growled. So, that boy had dared to carry away his bone. Timmy decided to take the whole sack back to Kirin Cottage. But alas, it was far too heavy for him to drag out of the shed. What was he to do? He worked his head into the open sack neck again and pulled out a parcel. Then another, and another. Good. He would take them one by one to his kennel and hide them there for Christmas morning. And that is exactly what dear, patient old Timmy did. He took all those parcels one by one to his kennel, trotting back and forth so many times that he began to feel he was walking in a dream. It was lucky Kirin Cottage was not far from the boy's home, or he would have been trotting to and fro all night. At last the sack was empty, and the last parcel tucked into the back of his big kennel. There was hardly room for old Timmy to sit in it. Tired out, but very happy, he put down his head on his paws and fell sound asleep. He was awakened by a great hubbub in Kirin Cottage.
Aunt Fanny, Uncle Quentin, the sack of presents is gone, and the kitchen door's